So this happened back in sixth grade, and I think it's the closest I've ever come to dying. At the school I went to, we always used to have some big end of the year field trip. We'd usually go to some city and look at all the important or historic buildings, have lunch, learn some things, and leave. That year, we were going to New York, and me and a couple of friends planned what we wanted to do. We wanted to go do our own thing, go shopping, get some new clothes, that kind of thing. Only when we got to school the next day, the teachers made it really clear we had to stick with the group. But since we were all stupid, rebellious sixth graders, we decided we'd just have to work around that. On the ride to New York, me, my friend Olivia, and my friend Devin decided we were going to leave the group and do whatever we wanted. Our class was pretty big, almost 60 of us because they put 5th, 6th, and 7th graders together, so we thought if we weren't gone too long, nobody would notice. We had brought money and we had planned on buying tons of stuff, because even though we were a big class, we lived in a small town with only a couple of stores. Olivia loved shopping, and she had actually researched the area we were going to be around and picked out all the good stores. She even made us a little map. She was good at that kind of stuff. Anyways, when we got to New York, Devin chickened out because his parents were pretty strict and he didn't want to get his phone taken away again. Olivia and I just decided that he could just give us some money and we'd buy his stuff for him. So we did that, and after they herded everyone off the bus, we kind of lingered back. We were right about them being distracted by everyone else because we got away no problem. Olivia's map worked out pretty good, and we were gone probably around 10 or 20 minutes before things started getting crazy. We had just left the store, and Olivia was carrying her shopping bags when this guy noticed us. It probably wasn't hard to pick us out. Two little sixth graders walking around alone, carrying a ton of clothes. He started calling out to us, saying how he could buy us more clothes, all the jewelry we wanted, and if only we would just come with him. We didn't believe him, of course. We just kept walking, heading on to the next store. Only this guy wouldn't stop talking. He started following us now, and getting kind of angry that we wouldn't answer him. I told him to buzz off because I thought that he would take a hint. There were tons of people around and we figured he couldn't really kidnap us in front of 200 people. But he kept following us, and he started getting a lot closer. He had probably been 30 or 40 yards back, where we could barely see him over the people, but now he was only 15 or 20 feet. And that's when we started panicking, because God, there's a potential kidnapper after us, and we had no idea where the group was. We decided to split off from the sidewalk and head down into some alley because we figured people would call out the guy if he started following us. But of course, it was New York, and everybody else was wrapped up in their own little problems. So now we're walking down this dark alley, and this guy is still after us. He fell a little back, probably back to about 30 feet now, but now he's not pretending to be a good guy. He's talking about how he's going to kill us, and how they're never going to find our bodies, and how much fun he's going to have with us. And he's smiling this deranged grin the whole time. We're both on the verge of tears now, because we figured this sociopath is about to have his way with us. Olivia just decides to drop her stuff and yells, "Run!" So we both start booking it, and we're probably around halfway through this alley. But then she turns around and she screams. So I turn around and I see this psychopath is now running after us too, and he has a knife. We're both screaming now, and I'm running faster than I ever have before, and we just run out of the alley back into this crowd of people. And as we try to get into this group of people to make sure this guy can't stab us to death, I turn around and he's just standing back in the alley, smiling. And I turn back around and this random lady is asking us what's wrong because we're both sobbing and Olivia's dress is ripped and I'm bleeding because my arms scrape the wall and we're crying so hard we can barely talk. As soon as we can actually manage to talk, we tell her about our school. And she looks it up and calls them, and we somehow manage to find our group again. We're both forced to stay right next to the teacher because they don't trust us anymore, and I honestly don't blame them. We didn't even tell them about the man, though. And as soon as I get home, I'm grounded and my phone is taken away. But still, nobody but me and Olivia knows about that man. School ends a couple of days later and I get my phone back, so I text Olivia and she sends me a picture of our class in front of some important building and says, "Look in the bottom left corner." And that man is in it. mostly hidden behind some wall, but you can still see his face, smiling that deranged grin for the camera. We never really talked about the man again. I didn't want to bring it up, and Olivia didn't either. I'm terrified of cities now. I like to stick to a couple of towns near me, and that's it. There's a much lower chance of running into any psychopaths. This happened to me when I was in first grade, so about 6 or 7 years old. I'm now in my mid-20s. Every year, the first graders take a trip to the zoo, about an hour away from our town. I was a shy little girl, so I spent most of the bus ride staring out the window while the other kids were busy conversing with each other. A Jeep pulls up where I have a clear look into the vehicle and at the driver. We were on the interstate. I am seeing him playing with something under his shirt, all the while looking at me and then back at the road, back at me and so forth. One hand on the wheel and the other fiddling with whatever was under his shirt. I couldn't keep my eyes off of him, fascinated about what he was hiding. And then he lifted his shirt. And yep, I got a good look at what he was playing with the whole time. He freaking waved at me. Granted, I was a little girl and had never seen one before, nor did I understand why he was doing what he was doing. A girl that was near me asked what I was looking at, and then she got to see for herself. She started hollering, and I swear to God, all the kids on the bus ran to the window to see what was going on. The Jeep gunned off, and I'm sure it got off the next exit. I remember telling my mom about it when I got home, but then I just sort of blocked it out of my mind. It was only several years later when I had two daughters of my own that I recalled this event, and just last night I was talking to my mom about it, wishing that I had been more mature and had thought to get his license plate number or something. All I remember is that it was a Jeep or SUV of some type and some middle-aged white guy. I just hope and pray to God that I, nor any other child in their life, ever has to go through or see something like that again. When I was in high school, my two closest friends were Colin and Eric. They were both tallish, skinny guys. I was a small young woman who, as a 16-year-old, could pass for 13. One night we went for a walk. Well, I was walking and the two guys were rollerblading slowly along. To get to my home, we went through the middle school parking lot. The lot was at the front of the school and a row of trees separated the lot and the road. Just as we entered the lot, conversation broke as Eric and Colin decided to race to the end. They took off. As I was walking, a car pulled into the lot and slowly drove up beside me. It was about 10 o'clock at night, but the lights on the front of the school meant I could see the car pretty clearly. It was navy blue and its black windows were tinted dark. There were no decals or anything on it. Nothing that said security or neighborhood watch. The driver was a Caucasian man, probably in his late 20s. He didn't look overweight, but his face was wide and looked a bit swollen or something. He was wearing a red shirt, no uniform. He rolled down his window and spoke to me.
"Hey, you're not allowed to be here. You're trespassing."
I was confused. I stopped walking and took a small step toward the car to hear him better.
Pardon me? I'm going to have to take you downtown. Get in the car.
Now, it was pretty clear this guy wasn't security or a cop, so I immediately put more distance between myself and the car. In a loud, firm voice, I said,
"No."
The driver looked confused at that. I glanced towards the end of the parking lot. Eric and Colin had seen the car and were skating back quickly. He tried again.
"You're in a lot of trouble. Get in the car." "No."
At that moment, Colin and Eric reached me. I think one of them asked the driver who he is. The guy didn't say a word and just pulled away quickly. We all three discussed how creepy that was as we continued our walk. When I got home and said goodbye to the guys, I went inside and told my mom about the incident. She thought I was overreacting. I found the non-emergency number for police and gave them a call. They told me that the middle school did have a security officer there, that there was no reason that he would have had any right to ask me to get inside of his car. I have grapheme to color synesthesia, which gives me a very good memory for numbers and letters. I remembered the driver's license plate and told the police, but I'm not sure if anything came of it. I moved into a large studio apartment complex a few months ago. I am a single female with a 2-year-old daughter. My sister and a few of her friends came over about 3 weeks ago to hang out, have some beers, and play Cards Against Humanity. My studio has an enclosed patio, save for a door-size opening, no gate or door. Since my child was sleeping, I had everyone chill outside on the patio. We were having a great time, joking, talking, and listening to low-playing music when the security guard entered my patio.
Hi there. Are we being too loud? Has someone placed a complaint?
No, no. You guys are fine. Just doing my rounds.
He lingered for a minute more, then strolled out into the night. We continued our activities and didn't really give him a second thought. He returned about 25 minutes later, right after most of the group had left. Only my sister, her friend Cody, and I remained. He was an overweight, late 40s to early 50s white male and wore glasses. He strolls into my patio once again and strikes up conversation. We learned he is a retired cop that had quit the force after suffering a heart attack on duty. He states he had to undergo a quintuple bypass surgery, and after recovery, he started night security jobs. I felt sorry for him because of his medical history and sat and listened to him for quite a while. He must have stayed at least 30 minutes before my sister got uncomfortable and loudly announced that we were going to bed. He bid us goodnight and left. Once again, my sister said that she didn't like the way that he was looking at me, and she thought that he took a liking to me. I initially told her she was reading into it too much and that the dude was just lonely and had a long shift ahead. A week and a half later, my sister is visiting again and we are sitting inside my place talking. My studio has a black screen door, which is visible to see through, and a wood door. I had the screen locked and the wood door wide open to let some air in. My sister is talking to me and I have the sensation that someone is looking at me, so I glance up. The security guard is standing at the doorway of my patio, staring. I say hello and he jerks forward, as if expecting an invitation in or something. But I turn my attention back to my sister, and when I glance back again, he's gone. This week on Tuesday, I took a shower and threw on my red silk Japanese-style robe. I was washing dishes for about 25 minutes and had poured a glass of wine. I turned from the kitchen to sit on my couch, and I strangled a scream. The security guard is almost pressed up against my screen door, staring straight at me through the foot-long crack of the wooden door. I was so startled and shaken, but the first thing I did was make sure my robe wasn't exposing me. I ran up to the screen.
What are you doing? You scared me.
No emotion and no apology.
I was just doing my rounds.
My scalp is crawling and I'm still shaky.
Okay, well, I'm going to bed now.
He is still right up next to the screen door, all the way inside my patio, and turns and looks at my beach cruiser parked against the wall.
Oh, you have a bike? You should put that inside because someone could take it.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I pretty much slam the door shut and lock the door. I sit down with the wine and calm my nerves. I was shaken up but wasn't sure if he really was being a creeper or just a lonely individual that was looking for someone that had expressed interest. After a debate with my friends and sister, I contacted the property manager. I was actually surprised at how quickly it escalated. They took my verbal incident report over the phone and just informed me today that the guy has been fired. The property manager told me to call the police if I see him on my premises again.